Okay, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. Welcome to Radio Top Tropicals, our Saturday morning live webcast. My name is Mark, your host of our Radio Top Tropicals. We'll introduce our international certified plant expert, Robert Reefer, in just 1 minute with today's topic. A little administrative work. As always, you can be listening to us live on our Mixlr site. That's mixlr.com/toptropicals. It's a very simple app. You can log on and then ask us questions directly from the Mixlr site. Alternatively, you can also call in to our studio at 239-887-3323. And our helpful staff will take your question, make sure we get it live on air. That's 239-887-3323. And as always, our archived episodes are online. You can visit us at toptropicals.com, where you can listen to all of our archived past episodes of Radio Top Tropicals. And as a reminder, you can also send questions in anytime during the week to info@toptropicals.com. We'll make sure we get those answered during the week or also live on our Saturday broadcast. And please sign up for our newsletter. You get a 2 or 3 time a week newsletter talking about the latest offerings and happenings at Top Tropicals and also specialized discounts. Okay, to introduce today's topic, Yo Tango Mango. Also for our Ted Nugent fans, Wango Tango Mango. Let me introduce to you our international certified crop expert, Robert Reefer. Robert, take it away.
Good morning. Well, I was born and raised in Miami, Florida, and back then we had over a dozen beautiful mango trees in our backyard. Some of them were 30 to 40 feet tall. I remember climbing the mango tree, and I also remember waking up in the hospital and staying there for a week during reconstructive surgery on my elbow after falling out of one. At any rate, some very fun facts about the mango. The mango is known as the king of fruits throughout the world. A basket of mangoes is considered a gesture of friendship in India. Mangoes are also related to cashews and pistachios. By the way, they're also related to the Florida holly and Brazilian pepper, which we spoke about earlier, that's used as a spice. Mangoes also provide 100% of your daily vitamin C, 35% of your daily vitamin A, and 12% of your daily fiber for those who even care what they eat. The over 1,000 known mango cultivars are derived from 2 strains of mango seed. One is monoembryonic, meaning a single embryo, and polyembryonic, meaning a multiple embryo. Well, there are also several fine varieties of mangoes that we have here at Top Tropicals. We're only going to go over a few varieties. To further find out the plethora of varieties that we do have, please visit our website. First one is called the Alfonso Mango, named after a Portuguese general and great conqueror. We also have the Choc Anon Mango. It's medium-sized, and it has a distinctive coconut flavor. Also is the Cogshal. It's a semi-dwarf, and it's one of the best varieties for indoor potting culture. We also have the Nam Doc Mai Mango. Ooh, I remember that in a Saigon bar. But we also have Peach Cobbler. Now, we also have peach trees if you don't like the peach cobbler of that mango. Then we have Magnifera Indica, Pina Colada, for those of you who like the taste of a pina colada. Finally, we have Ugly Betty. I don't know if I'd like to eat Ugly Betty. But we have over 70 varieties of mango here at Top Tropicals. And please visit our website and have a look. Also, our expert shipping department, which is world-renowned, will be more than happy to pack, inspect, and safely ship your plants to you.
Thank you, Robert. Real quick, after the show, you have a meeting out front with Ugly Betty's boyfriend. He's asking for you. Just want you to know that. Robert, you mentioned a lot of different mangoes. We have one question here, but I think it's a question we get weekly. With all the different kind of mangoes that we offer, can you give us some of your top picks and why? And specifically, this question came in. Please recommend a small size mango variety. She has a small, the call-in customer has a small yard, about 10 by 10 room for one tree. Given all the varieties we have, what would you recommend for this customer?
Okay, we have several varieties. Among them are Carry, Cogshell, Ice Cream, Julie, Malika, and Namdok Mai. These are the most dwarf of the mangoes. Also, attempt to select a variety of mango that does not have a lot of strings or fiber in them, especially if you have dental work. One time it took my orthodontist about 3 hours to pull the mango strings out of my braces. That was about the worst thing I got caught in them.
Thank you. And another question from somebody in Texas. Now, you know, in Texas, they grow everything bigger. So this question is, can you ship a large mango tree? I am in Texas. What is the biggest size tree that Top Tropicals will ship?
Ooh, this sounds like a challenge. I do believe that we have shipped up to 7 gallon size mangoes. And I would encourage you to take a look at our website, see what's going on. Give us a call. We actually have a wonderful, friendly customer service department. And if we're out laboring in the fields, as we most often do, and we'll be more than happy to return your phone call.
And regarding the trees that we offer, here's a question. What about from seed? Can you grow a mango tree from seed, or is there a need to have a grafted tree?
Well, that all depends on your life expectancy. Normally, the grafted mango trees will produce, sometimes you can even get them in flower, and they will produce fruit in 1 to 2 years. If you grow a mango tree from seed, however, it can take between 15 and 20 years. And due to the genetic diversity of the seed, after that 15 to 20 years of waiting, you really don't know what type of fruit you're going to get.
Very nice. So for our Texas fans, we'd be happy to ship 7 gallon mango trees. And Robert, with that size tree, and given what you just said, about how long until they can expect fruit?
Well, we've got them flowering right now, and I really would not want this year's fruit to hold. But the following year, and certainly by the second year, it would hold up fruit. And I'm somewhat tempted, though, to get out the front end loader, and if you could afford the postage stamps, we might surprise you.
Excellent. Now, Robert, one of our listeners is commenting, so obviously this person has some issues, but Robert, thank you for your fun stories. I listen to every webcast. I feel sorry for this listener. But anyhow, any recommendations for mango anthracnose and leaf fungus in general? What can you tell our listeners about leaf fungus on mangoes?
Well, generally I don't like it as a whole. Basically, once again, we're back to some really good, fine chemicals that are considered organic. Best one around is hydrogen peroxide. You can also use a light solution of Clorox bleach, and that will tend to get off the fungus among us.
Okay, and on that same sort of topic, one of our listeners is asking how to get rid of black sooty mold on leaves. This customer has a 15-foot mango tree, and half of the leaves are covered with this black sooty mold. What to do?
Okay, well, you got to kind of backtrack a little. The black sooty mold is actually growing on the poop of insects. I would recommend a good insecticide, any of your products containing imidacloprid will work, and that should take care of it. Could sooty mold can be caused from many things. It could be white flies, it could be aphids, it could be many different types of pests. Imidacloprid is a totally safe product. In fact, it is what we call a neonicotinoid. So it's related to the wholesome products like cigarettes.
And on that topic, Robert, the mango tree in general, it's a hardy tree, yes? Does it take a lot to care for it?
As far as hardiness is concerned, it is one of the most hardy trees around. Back in 1965, I remember Hurricane Betsy barreling through our neighborhood in Miami. And we actually had a mango tree that had fallen down. We literally cut half the mango tree top off and then uprighted it with a come-along. In addition, in 1992, Hurricane Andrew ripped right through Homestead, Florida. Mango trees were cut back to quite literally only maybe between 4 to 6 feet in height, and they are still alive and bearing to this day. As far as cold is concerned, below about 28 degrees, they will exhibit some dieback, but they will come right back from this.
Okay, and here's another question we have regarding water. The question states, I have highly alkaline water with a pH around 8. Most tropical plants don't like this. What are my options to improve water acidity? If I use lots of peat moss when planting, will it help to neutralize this hard water?
One of the best things that you can do is to acidify your water. One of the best acidifiers for water to get it right down to the proper pH is called citric acid. You can find citric acid at many of your chemical supply stores, where it is, you can even purchase food grade citric acid. And then all you need are some litmus test strips, and they're relatively cheap. You get that from any pool supply store. So acidification of your water can be done cheaply and easily.
Okay, and while we're still on the mango topic, this question has come in for you, Robert, a little personal. What is your favorite mango and why?
I'm rather old and old-fashioned. My favorite mango of all times was the Hayden mango, a very tried and true mango. We lived in a suburban section right outside of Coral Gables in Miami, and there were mango trees that, let's see, were probably planted in the 1920s. And these Hayden mangoes bore some of the most delicious fruit around. The squirrels had absolutely no complaints.
All right, we'll continue with mangoes in a little bit. Let's shift gears for one moment to one of our listeners who has a question about a Haas avocado. I received the tree from us last week. Let me tell you what it says. The tree arrived loaded with fruit, buds, and leaves. I planted the tree and watered with rainwater. I had to leave the tree inside my bright growing room due to the outdoor temps. Now the tree has lost most of the leaves, but the fruit buds are hanging in there. The room has lots of direct and indirect light and has extra moisture available by way of a humidifier. Can you help our listener understand the situation and maybe what they can do?
Well, as much as I hate to tell you to do this, number one, you're going to have to cut off those fruit buds because it is indeed going to drain the plant. Watch out for giving it too much water because you can rot it out quite substantially. I would actually err on the side of dry. Hopefully within another 2 to 3 weeks, we'll have good enough weather that you can get your avocado planted. The Haas avocado, at least in my opinion, is probably the finest tasting avocado. We call them little hand grenades. And it has all the flavor just compacted and distilled from what you would expect out of a regular huge avocado.
Okay, and to that listener as well, you had some questions regarding photos of our operation here in Fort Myers. You can see some photos on our website, toptropicals.com/Fort Myers/Fort Myers. And check back often. We'll probably be posting more pictures as we go on. Okay, changing subjects again, Robert. Another question come in regarding ornamental pineapples. And the question is, do ornamental pineapples, we talked at great length about pineapples last week, do ornamental pineapples produce fruit, and is that fruit edible?
Well, the ornamental pineapples do not produce edible fruit. Otherwise, they would be called edible pineapples. I used to tease the people who grew bromeliads by calling them inedible pineapples. The pineapple family is rather large. It also comprises your bromeliads as well as what is known as Spanish moss that grows over the oak trees here in down in the deep south. One interesting thing, many times people actually have quite a problem with Spanish moss growing and killing their oak trees. One of the best herbicides for this that will not hurt your oak tree is to use copper sulfate or copper oxide. And that works relatively well. It does stain, so be sure to keep cars, pets, and anything else that you don't want to turn bright blue and have looking like a Smurf out of the way when you spray the trees.
Okay. Another question that came in recently, Robert, regarding a customer in the Tampa area. The mamay tree drops fruit when they are still small. The tree was planted 2 years ago, and it is about 10 feet tall now and has flowered twice. It sets many fruit, but they drop when 1 inch in size. Any ideas, tips for this customer?
Yes, right now every tree in the state of Florida is undergoing stress due to the amount of drought that we have indeed had, that we indeed are having. Several tips. Number one, do not use any herbicide underneath your tree. You're going to have to take care of the weeds digitally. In other words, use your hands and pull the weeds. We are studying currently some experiments with some various herbicides as opposed to fruit drop in citrus crops. Also, I would give it a little more water, a light solution of liquid fertilizer. Use approximately 1/4 of the recommended dosage. In addition, bear in mind that a tree is a biological organism, and one of the major themes in biology is produce thousands of something or millions of something, because at the end of the day or at the end of a few years, only a few are going to survive. So it's not uncommon to have trees that will produce hundreds of thousands of flowers, tens of thousands will be pollinated, thousands will fall, and then you'll end up with a few hundred fruit, some of which may actually germinate.
Okay, and back to mangoes. One of our listeners has asked regarding the Kerry variety of mango. I'm not sure if you mentioned that, but the question was, this listener's heard that the Kerry is more resistant to fungus. Is this true, Robert?
I am unaware of this, and here at Top Tropicals, when we don't know the answer to a question, we tell you we don't know. However, we will investigate this and get back to you. So it's the Kerry variety of mango, and we want to look at this for fungal resistance.
Very good. Next question, back to the pineapples. Are there any pineapples without the spines on the leaves?
Yes, indeed there are. And I am not familiar with the particular varieties. However, we can also investigate this factor. But yes, there are many spineless varieties. Also, what we have, there we go. For spineless pineapples, check out. We just had new arrivals of white jade, which is a spineless sweet pineapple. Okay, sometimes we get the answers quicker than we thought.
And for those needing to know, you can find the white jade spineless pineapple in our website. The item is 3934, or you can also search under white jade. We have many varieties of the spineless white jays. They come in a very large size with fruit on them, so act quickly. All right, Robert, we're going to get back to mangoes. We're going to play a little mango trivia. I'm going to ask you some questions, and you're going to tell me whether you think they're true or false or why. The mango tree plays a sacred role in India. True or false?
That would be true. It is a symbol of love, and some believe that the mango tree can grant wishes.
I'm going to plant a tree right away. How about this? Can you tell if a mango is ripe based on color alone?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Some mango varieties actually stay green for quite some time. You really can't tell if a mango is ripe based on color, and you really need to check the fruit's firmness instead. Ripe mangoes will give slightly with a gentle squeeze.
You know I'm not going to touch that with
a
10-foot pole.
Don't get caught squeezing your mangoes in public.
No squeeze of the mango. All right, let's see. Here's a question for you. You mentioned the fibrous product in a mango, the makeup. An average-sized mango can contain up to 40% of your daily fiber requirement. True or false?
It is true. An average-sized mango can contain up to 40% of your daily fiber requirement. This is assuming you can get them past the braces.
All right. Mangoes, they seem like a decadent sweet dessert, but mangoes are actually diet-friendly. True or false?
They may seem more like a decadent dessert than a healthy fruit. But mangoes are diet-friendly. Because they're naturally sweet, eating them can help you quash your cravings for candy or other sugary foods.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Are mangoes rich in antioxidants?
Yes, as a matter of fact, they are. They're a colorful fruit, so it shouldn't be a surprise that they're rich in beneficial antioxidants. The common antioxidants present in mangoes include vitamin C, carotenoids, and phenolic compounds like vanillic acid, gallic acid, and magniferin.
All right, here's another question for you. Can I use a mango as a natural meat tenderizer?
Yes, you can. They're absolutely ideal for creating marinades for both meat and poultry. And, you know, if you've got that pesky chicken in the backyard, if you're a good enough shot, you can tenderize that chicken right on the spot.
Just throw the mango at the chicken. I see. All right, the mango, which has originated in India, was grown at least over 4,000 years ago. Is that true?
It's got to be. The mango is an ancient fruit that has a long and fascinating history. They are believed to have originated in India. In fact, the genus name, the scientific name, is Magnifera indica, indicating that it came from India. And there's evidence that mango trees were cultivated and grown for at least 4,000 years.
Wow. Okay. Another question that's come in here regarding any, are there any green varieties of mango only for cooking?
Yes, there are. And some of the old rootstocks can also be used. Now, in addition, there are actually people that eat mangoes green with salt. I've never tried this because I really don't want to enjoy a tummy ache.
All right. And mangoes, stay on that topic for a minute. Can you grow a mango in part sun or do they need full sun?
Well, you can try to grow it in part sun. Really, full sun is the best answer for a mango. Any time that you deprive any tree of the amount of sunlight it wants, it will tend to just reach for the sky and get very lanky. They will actually bear under shady conditions. However, it's a good idea to try and give them as much sunlight as possible. At the very least, 6 hours of sunlight.
Okay, we talked a little bit about mango being a good tenderizer for meat and poultry. Here's a question. I've heard papaya is a great meat tenderizer. Would you use the leaves or the juice of the papaya? What do you think?
I would tend to go for the papaya juice personally. I do not know. There may be some very unsavory compounds in the leaves. I do know that papaya is used as a medicinal plant as well. I've also noticed that many times in the wild, out here in Southwest Florida, you can be miles from civilization and you can actually find wild papaya trees growing. Oh, they also come in male, female, and hermaphroditic varieties. So make sure that you buy from Top Tropicals, because here we have the hermaphroditic varieties to where you will be assured that you will get fruit off of that tree.
On that topic, a question from our listener. I have a vanilla orchid and it blooms every year but never sets vanilla beans. Do I need two plants for cross-pollination?
No, actually, you just need to learn how to pollinate it. What you do is you face the vanilla with the flower toward you. You will see that there is an appendage at the top of the lip. You take the end of the appendage, pull it off slightly. That is called the anther cap. Underneath the anther cap, you will find two yellow globules. These are called pollinia. You take that pollinia and gently, with finesse and love, insert it into the female ovule, which is located right behind that anther cap. And then you ask the vanilla, was it good for you too?
Well, we're coming to the end of our broadcast time here, but here's a great question to end the broadcast on. Robert, what other fruits do we carry at Top Tropicals? Do we have time to answer that?
What other fruits do we carry at Top Tropicals? The answer is yes. You name it, we got it.
Remember, you can check online, toptropicals.com. We have a tab specifically for fruits and edibles. You can find all the different varieties that we offer. We ship worldwide. Robert, worldwide, not just to Florida. Did you know that? And Robert, tell us, what is the topic for next week's Radio Top Tropicals?
I'm not sure. What is our topic for next? Hey, Tatiana, what's our topic for next week? Well, we got a week to come up with something.
We ask the hard-biting questions here at Radio Top Tropicals. I guess we have to come back next week. And regarding the pollination of the vanilla that we just spoke of, is there a video on that on the website?
Oh, it's on Brown Thumb Fertilizer. Oh, our topic next week is on You Should Have a Brown Thumb, everything you need to know about fertilizers. and we don't have a video yet, but I do believe we have vanilla out in the front yard here at Top Tropicals in bloom, just hankering to get pollinated.
Sounds like Robert has a date tonight, Saturday night, pollination of vanilla. We'll record that and get that up on the website.
You gotta do it by day, dude, because then the flower closes.
Daytime date.
Vanilla's like it in the morning.
We gotta end this broadcast so Robert can go pollinate. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We will talk to you next Saturday for Brown Thumb, everything you need to know about fertilizer. Don't forget to check our website for archived episodes of Radio Top Tropicals, and we will see you back next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Thanks for joining us.